Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Today I want to talk to you about integrity. Please understand this about integrity. Integrity is a very powerful force that can launch you from a lonely place to a highly elevated place. As a matter of fact, it's powerful enough to announce you to the world. It's powerful enough to make you stinkingly rich. It's powerful enough to make your name a very powerful name. God will take up your name and make it great. It's a very distinguishing force in a world like ours, where a lot of people do not say the truth. A lot of people live by double standards and all that. For you, if you are a person of integrity, you stand out among your equals. I say this because your equals may be people who have similar academic training, people who have the same academic qualification, but they do not have the same moral qualification with you. The issues with people like that is that they may know how to do the job, they may know how to get things done, but they have a moral deficiency that is a kind of obstacle and a limitation to their ability to actually get anything done in life. When you have integrity on your side, when you're a person of integrity, what happens is that you stand out among them, in that all of you know how to get the work done, but they don't know how not to lie while doing the work. All of you can get the work done, but when they start doing the work, they can start looking at women. All of you know how to get the work done, but of course, in the course of doing the work, they can collect bribes from anybody or even give it to anybody, even though those kind of lifestyle may seem to pay for a short while. The truth of life is that their pay is very short-lived, that is not even worth it in reality. Now, the focus of my discussion today is not telling you about the power of integrity. What I want to share with you is what to do when it appears as if standing on the path of integrity is painful. In life, despite the fact that integrity is very powerful to launch you out into great height, sometimes it appears very painful. In fact, some people look at you like, are you a fool? Are you stupid? Don't you have sense? And I've had people ask me questions like that and say stuff like that to me. It can be very discouraging. In fact, sometimes it makes you start rethinking your resolve for integrity and standing by the right thing. That's why I want to talk to you. Perhaps you're in that situation, or you have watched people who say, I'm standing for the right thing, I'm standing for what is okay and correct, and it appeared as if their life didn't turn out well because they were standing for the right thing. And you feel, oh, is this really worth it? Can I really stand for the right thing or stand for integrity? And you start doubting yourself. You start wondering whether those people were not really foolish like people said about them. My focus today on this podcast is to encourage you and tell you what to do when it appears as if integrity is painful. The truth of life is that choosing the path of integrity is not in any way foolishness. As a matter of fact, it is wisdom, and not ordinary wisdom, superior wisdom. What happens is that it's those who judge life on the surface that will look at you or look at a man of integrity and I think the person is foolish. A lot of time when people say those who choose the path of integrity are foolish, what they're actually saying is that based on the results we can see for now, based on what we can see in their life at this point, they are not wise. Based on what they can see in their life, the integrity is not paying them. And because of that, they conclude that, oh, there's no point standing for integrity. Integrity is the wisest decision you can make in life. I like to tell you something very important you need to bear in mind. Life is more important than the gain you can make at this point. In fact, it's only children that make their choices based on what they can get immediately. Real mature human beings don't make decisions of life based on the gains they can get immediately. They make their decision based on superior reasons, based on gains that will come in future, based on things that are more lasting than the present, based on realities that are more important than the present, based on things they can get beyond now. So when someone, because integrity seems not to be paying, now considers you a fool, because at this point, because you stood for integrity, they sacked you from your work. Because you stood for the integrity, the big people in your company refuse to make you their friends. Therefore, they do not help you to move forward. Because you stood for integrity, it appears as if you are not getting the money your friends who are pushing drugs, who are stealing, who though they collect government money, do not go to work. And because you now say, no, I will do the right thing, and it appears as if you're a fool, truth is this again, you are not a fool. What you are doing with your lifestyle and your action is that you are sowing the right seed for a future that you will get rewarded handsomely when life tests you enough to be sure that you have indeed chosen integrity and resolved to live by it. So when people begin to judge you based on the gains at this point, the present gain or loss of standing for integrity, please do not pay attention to them. Ignore them and move on with your life, knowing full well that God pays you back in due season. Knowing full well that when God considers you faithful, knowing full well that when God thinks, oh, you have done well, He will come down to you with a blessing. A blessing you'll be happy you got. A blessing you will be forever grateful for. A blessing that those who choose the dubious method and dishonest way cannot get. Pain of integrity lasts only for a while. In fact, I believe it's part of God's design in elevating you to greater heights. Don't allow the temporary pains and discomfort that comes with integrity sometimes to make you distort or disrupt the process of your blessing. Again, I want to tell you this. Life was designed by God, not those who are judging you. Life is designed by God and not those who are looking at you. Life is designed by God and not those who want to check whether you have made progress or not. If I were you, I would focus on conducting my life in a manner that I'll be found pleasing to God, even if my mates, even if my colleague, even if my friends don't find me successful, even though in their assessment and judgment they feel this guy you're a failure. But if God will look at me and say, my guy, you are okay, I am okay with it. Therefore, be careful who you pay attention to. Do not allow the temporary discomfort, the fact that other people can buy all kinds of things with their children but you cannot, because instead of stealing, you say, I'm not stealing, I will collect the salary that is due to me and go home. Instead of getting adulterated product and saying it's genuine, say no, I will sell the ones that are genuine and get the money I can get. Instead of deceiving people and lying to them so that you make money, say no, I will only say the truth and stand by what is right. And it appears as if you are not making money. No, the truth is that you are making money, but the money is stored somewhere. Those who choose the other way and appear to be making money, they are actually storing also something for them, and that is lack. It will only take time for the lack that they have built up on themselves to manifest in life. And once it manifests, they cannot deny it. Once it manifests, you will see it. They that laughed at you because you stood for integrity, they will come to you and say, bros, you feel give us 1,000 naira. Bros, I beg, I feel get this thing from you. That is the way it has always happened. It will continue to happen because that's a matter of life. You need to surround yourself with the right people. Interact with those that will encourage you to stand firm. Yes, interact with those that will help you to do what? Stand firm. There are people that will ask, that will make you really look foolish. You are still thinking whether you are foolish or not though. When you interact with them, they will really make you look foolish. They will tell you, is this not Nigeria again? Let me tell you, I read an interview of a top Nigerian public figure. If you say you have given him bribe or have collected bribe of him, you should say, he said it on a national newspaper. For me, when I read that thing, I said, this is the kind of thing I want to say tomorrow. If you say, I've ever given you a bribe for marks in school, giving you a bribe to do me any favor, come and say it. Bishop David Oyedepo is another person. He said, nobody on earth has collected bribe from him or he has collected from anybody. These are human beings that live in the same Nigeria. Someone is telling you, oh, who can stand for integrity? Integrity is the way forward. It builds up stuff for your children. It builds up stuff for your tomorrow. Those who go about life dubiously with dishonesty, they only reap the fruit of their dealings when you are not around. They will come look at you as if you're a fool, but you are not a fool. Job was a man on earth. People were doing business. He was a very rich and rich man. The Bible says he was an honest man. And somebody is telling me that you cannot be honest and be doing business. It's a lie. You understand what I'm saying? So the point that when it appears that integrity pains or is painful, it's not painful. It's just gestation time for the manifestation of the fruits of integrity. You just have to exercise patience and ensure you conduct yourself in good conscience before God. When He considers you faithful, when He considers you steadfast, He will pour out the blessedness of integrity to you. You will not be able to deny it. Those who are watching you will see it. Those who see you in your lonely places will see you when God elevates you. That is a matter of fact. I'm not preaching to you. I'm just telling you the truth of life that cannot fail. The point is this. Integrity pays, but sometimes it appears to be painful. When it appears to be painful, do not fall into the temptation of changing your ways. Surround yourself with those that will encourage you to stand firm and wait on the gestation. Wait on the manifestation of the fruit of integrity. It will most certainly come, and when it comes, you and everybody watching you cannot deny it, including those who mocked you for the pains and delay of integrity. I hope you got my point.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.